This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Public records will take longer to obtain in Colorado under a bill proposed at the state legislature. CPR's Ben Marcus reports that journalists will get an exemption.
The bill would extend the amount of time that governments have to respond to records requests. Democratic State Senator Kathy Kipp said school boards and counties are inundated with people asking for records.
We really felt that there was some relief that needed to be done to give people a little bit more breathing room in fulfilling this request.
Journalists would get preferential treatment under the bill, which bothered Republican Senator Byron Pelton.
These are the people's records. I just cannot get past the media part of it.
Still, Pelton was the only no, and the bill passed its first committee vote. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
The only psychiatric hospital in western Colorado will close permanently next month. CPR's Dina Sieg reports the uncertain future of Medicaid contributed to the closure of West Springs Hospital in Grand Junction.
West Springs' board of directors also cited financial challenges and underutilization in their decision to close. Though the hospital is licensed for 48 beds, it's had a daily average of 30 beds or fewer used per day. That trend has lasted several years. Most hospital employees will lose their jobs. MindSprings Health, which manages the hospital, will continue to offer outpatient services across the Western Slope. West Springs Hospital's last day is March 10th. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Regulators have approved changes to when Xcel Energy charges its peak rates. Starting after October 1st, the state's largest utility can charge more for electricity between 5 and 9 p.m., except on holidays. Regulators say the change will reduce energy demand when electricity costs are at their highest. But consumer advocates worry the changes will create customer confusion and anger. This is CPR News and KRCC.